But you haven't been lots of things in 10 years, let's say. You're healthy. You go on, you run 40 miles a day. I know it. You don't need to, you know, rub it in.
I don't run 40 miles. I hate running. Wow, so does mine. That's evidently obvious. I'm sorry. I mean, Jesus. With a body, that's not hard to work on Buzz's body. It comes naturally, huh, Buzz?
Yeah. Well, drink is here, and you know what that means.
That means it's retard hour. It's time for you to go, Buzz. It's time for you to stay. Taunt your anxiety, that's all. Just taunt them. Taunt them like a taunter.
You
can tell Jeff was always the big lug at school, the one he got picked on all the time, always pointing the fingers at. Look at the weirdo. He was always so out of proportion. So I kept the foot to everybody else. He was a weird, lanky weirdo, dude. Now the only way you can take it out is on your wife or kid and try and start a show of the frequency. It's pretty funny. And the pattern has been going on since the evening. But I gotta give you credit for the calling to try and the people who live in your head the most. We, Buzz, and for some reason I have encapsulated your cerebral cortex for some reason.
But he was a kid that sat in the corner and ate his own boogers.
He was so big and lanky, he was just way, he looked weird compared to everybody else all through school. And, you know, then he went to Navy and da-da-da-da-da. But his daddy was always rich and paid for mostly everything for Jeff. Paid for his college, paid for everything. Daddy owned a lot of property, so Jeff was silver spoon. He failed to tell anybody that on the frequency. Gave him the credit card to buy his wife from the magazine, from the self-help store. Right, Jeffy boy? So there wasn't any Neanderthal chick when he was going to school. Okay, I'm done.
Well, now, don't stop. You gotta keep picking on him. Show him who's boss.
I'm not picking on him. I'm just tell him to do it. When we were kids.
Just let this dirty work for him because he's afraid I'm going to tear him a new one.
Oh, I'm just waiting. I'm sitting back now.
He grew up in Santa Monica, and Les grew up in Venice, or Santa Monica, so are you saying you've known him for 30 years?
Yeah, I've known Jeff since he went to Adams Junior High.
Back in the day when the skateboarding was just breaking out?
Jeff never skateboarded, really, or surfed.
You ever hang out at POP?
I used to work at POP. One of my PT jobs.
Bet you little Jeffy couldn't afford to go to POP. Mom, can I go to POP? Can you get the honor?
But that would go against the silver spoon that Liz just finished telling you I had. That's true, see. Jeff always, he never had to ask somebody, dude.
I said, Mom, can I go to POP? No, honey, you gotta mow the lawn first.
That's pretty good, Buzz. We didn't have a lawn in the apartment building. I know. There was a curb thing, but I don't even think there was a lawn outside of it. What do you think? I can't remember.
Of course, you know, 40 years later, Buzz is still doing the exact same routine, asking Mommy and Daddy if he can follow their car to drive to work today.
I thought Buzz had his own Honda car. That's your car, isn't it, Buzz?
And check the registration, it's not his.
I did, dude. Buzz looked at that registration with Boo, who used to work on it in the 80s, and it was registered to Richard Kwong.
Nope. He's got the wiggly worm, so the insurance company won't let him own or operate a vehicle. It has to be under his parents' insurance and his parents' name registration.
Yeah, right. us to post it or send you a copy. You'll see. Okay, Buzz, send me a copy.
Hey, what's your address?
Westman at Yahoo.
Even better, I'm gonna make some freaking money off of this. Eureka, I bet you $500 that I'm right, and I have the paperwork to show my name on it.
But you need to work that out with Ledge. Ledge is the one that's gonna witness it. Witness what? I don't even know what you're talking about. I've moved on.
Shanka, you can't back down now. Don't be a man pussy.
Retard, you can't even talk on the same level as humans. Come on, it only takes 8 hours to turn an aircraft carrier around.
Aircraft carriers, what was that story? Was it, he was talking about himself where he fell off the deck of the aircraft carrier and they had to come back and get him?
Well, that's the biggest bunch of bullshit you've ever heard in your life. Oh, God. That's a total lie, Buzz. Don't rely on that one. Rely instead on you having a girlfriend. That has a more shred of truth. I thought you broke up with that chick, Buzz. What happened?
My bullshit going back and forth. Come on, Drinka. Quit deflecting the energy coming your way. $500 says I've got driver's license and insurance papers and my goddamn name. Either accept it or shut the F up.
Ooh, wow, that's a direct confrontation to the Bobby Lost Drinky. You gonna put up or shut up there, Chubby boy? Put up or shut up. Beat the buzz. Check out that driver's license. You got $500. It's just, you know. Hell, you make that in about half an hour with your software bullshit, don't you? I call him on it like a poker game. What's Tarika gonna do? Is he gonna fold or is he gonna call? Let's see. Well, Buzz seems to have forgotten it. What I just stated was that the car is registered to his mommy and his daddy, and his insurance is paid for by his mommy and his daddy. So, I don't know what he's talking about by saying that he has an insurance card and a driver's license with his name on it. That had nothing to do with my conversation. So, he's the one deflecting the attention. If Buzz can provide registration for his Honda that shows he's the registered and legal owner. Or not, then he's got a bet. But he knows he doesn't have that. That's why he's coming up with all the little side stories.
Oh, come on, Jeff. You're gonna pick on Buzz. You know, you can find a more worthy adversary out here.
Wait, hang on. Let Buzz speak for himself. Sit back, Catalina boy. Relax. Take a breath for a second. Buzz, you got that paperwork?
You know, I think that Buzz and Jeff Drinka are about on the same level.
Got that paperwork. I want my $500.
Ooh, so he's telling you to put up or shut up, Drinka. It's a poker game now. He said he has the paperwork that you are requesting. $500. Are you gonna call him or are you gonna fold?
Now don't be a baldy lash, Baldy. Do it.
Are you gonna call him or are you gonna fold, man?
Oh, come on, Jeffy. Why are you so quiet?
Man, Jeff Drinka's gonna fold like a little bitch that he is. But put your money where your bald head is.
Oh, man, pussy.
Drinka's folding, dog. Old Jeff Drinka's got his bad lips first there in his smirk right now.
Who's got it on tape? Who's got it on tape? 5:41 p.m.
According to your buddy Tatinka, the tape is always rolling.
You know, I may not be high on Snickers, but instead I'm high on cough medicine. Okay, I'm not feeling too well, but today I'm feeling pretty goddamn good. I'm gonna have $500 in my pocket by the end of the week.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
If you think you're gonna collect Jeff Welsh Stinka, Jeff Indian Rinka, you're wrong, Buzz. Well, granted, he owes you money now, but he'll never pay to the yellows.
8 degrees Fahrenheit.